these for personal use.
Broadway Ford Truck Sales has a huge selection of vehicles to choose from for your business. That's right. For nearly 50 years, Broadway Ford Truck Sales has had the experienced sales staff to assist you with finding a solution to your individual business needs.
Stop by Broadway Ford Truck Centers at 1506 South 7th in the Soulard Market area. Check them out on the web at BroadwayTruck.com or give them a call at 314-241-9140. A proud member of the Ford Business Preferred Network.
If money is tight, you don't sleep through the night because your car or truck isn't running right, you need a well-respected, qualified service facility for your vehicle at affordable prices. So contact Long's Auto Center in Eureka. I'm Randy Long, and we've been in the service business since 1956 with certified technicians, state-of-the-art diagnostics and equipment, plus expert diesel repair for light and medium-duty trucks. Our technicians will treat your vehicle as if it were their own. Our estimates for repairs or maintenance will be what you'd expect. No surprises. And we honor all competitors' coupons for general maintenance. In addition, we offer the convenience of daily or weekly rental cars starting at an unbelievable $16.95 per day with no mileage surcharge. For a quick service quote, make an appointment, or to reserve a rental car or minivan, simply click on longsautocenter.com. Located on I-44 in Eureka, just around the corner from everywhere. Long on quality, long on value, long on service. longsautocenter.com. You can rest easy. You've called the best.
Sexual intercourse.
Is that from that Masters and Johnson TV show?
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 28th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you today by First Community Credit Union. That's where I bank, where I'd love for you to bank, all of you. If every one of you in the next week would move your banking to First Community, can you imagine? Can you imagine how solid and dug in that advertiser would be from now till we decide to not do the show anymore? Think about it. All of you going in on the same day. That'll get their attention. It's a great place to bank. You'll be glad you did. First Community Credit Union. And now this.
Hey!
This is where we tell you that I'm not the only one in the studio. There are two other people here. One of them is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you aren't happy with the financial advice you've been getting, then we would like you to get an absolutely free second opinion with Mark
what
and Jason.
What does that cost?
Free! Oh. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Guess who is in the house with his trouser mouse? Why, it's Dan Strauss. Trouser Mouse. Oh, there it is.
Hey.
Trouser Mouse is kind of hidden away. He didn't want to come out today.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
I don't know.
Getting cold.
Dan, how's it going?
He has a little cardinal hat on.
He sure does.
Great.
Look at that. A little batting helmet.
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
Okay. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
How long are you? You've got to be kidding me. Have you guys noticed Rat Boy chewing like the last few days? He now informs me that through the entire playoff series, and he's going to keep it up till the World Series is over, he's been chewing and spitting from the same piece of good luck. What is it?
Cheese.
Good luck cheese, he calls it.
Oh.
And he's not going to swallow or spit it all out until the thing is over.
Hopefully that's only two more games, Rat Boy.
Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Popcorn today at First Community Credit Union is red. And then, sadly, that'll be the last of the red popcorn till next baseball season, next April, I guess. Because that's what they do. They put a little food coloring in there. It doesn't change the taste, But it's rad. They're big, big Cardinal fans of First Community Credit Union. And you're going to be a big First Community Credit Union fan once you bank there. Now, until you bank there, a lot of what I say is never going to really make any sense to you. It just sounds like, I don't know, like what everybody else says about their banking facility. Great service, friendly people, been here since 19... Da-da-da-da. They all kind of say the same thing, competitive rates. Some of it's true sometimes it's not. It's all true at First Community Credit Union. And there's never been anybody that we spoke for here, that we presented to you, a service, a product, a business, that we weren't happy to stand behind and say, you know, if you'll just give them a try, you'll see that what we say is true. And that is especially the case with First Community Credit Union. I do all my banking there. I have been, I'd love to name you some of the banks I've been with, but some of them are still around, and then it would sound like I'm trying to say negative things. In some cases, I would be. In other cases, it's not so much that one place is that bad. It's just that sometimes there's somewhere that's better. And that's what I think you'll find at First Community Credit Union. Better rates in a lot of cases, better service than most, just better. Easier to navigate website. Check it out, firstcommunity.com. As I said, this weekend my wife and I were on a plane, and on the back of the seat in front of me, in fact, the back of every seat in front of you, and I never noticed it before for some reason, but it says on the back of the seat in front of you, fasten seat belts while seated. When else would you fasten them? Do you need while seated? See, these are the things I pick at that I know make me weird, but I stared at it and I thought, well, when would you fasten it if you're not in the seat? Of course you'd fasten it while seated. I know what they're trying to say. They're trying to say, if you're going to be in your seat, make sure your belt's on.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you still be saying that if you just said fasten seat belts? Same thing.
I think so.
Not earth-shaking, but I just thought it through. Now, here's another thing I want to mention about that flight. If you've ever had a situation where you fly and there's an available seat next to you, what happened was we got booked so that my wife and I both had aisle seats. In this particular plane, one side has three seats, the other side has two. You know that configuration, right? You've seen it before.
Yes.
Two seats on the left side of the plane, three on the right. So on the right side, my wife has the aisle with the three seats, and I have the aisle with the two. Now, this has happened before. It's a booking issue. I've never had a situation where when the person came to sit next to me, I said, if you don't mind, would you swap with my wife and then we'll sit together? Every time it's happened, the person said, I don't mind at all. Until this weekend. Now, two things happen. And I'll set this up by saying the other thing that I can't be the only person, if you're honest, who's ever felt this way, is that when there's a seat available next to you, you watch every person that comes on the plane, and you're thinking, oh, man, I hope he doesn't sit next to me. I hope she doesn't sit next to me. Oh, I hope she does sit next to me. And every stinky-looking, hugely obese or disgusting person, for whatever reason, you're just hoping, please don't sit down next to me. And that person sat next to me.
Oh,
she
no.
was not heavy. She reeked of, well, like Rat Boy, you know, when you know the old what?
Cheese.
Old cheese, yeah. She smelled like a combination of old cheese, body odor, the world's cheapest hoary perfume, and dirty dog hair. She smelled a lot like a dirty, wet dog. She was disgusting, and she had a mustache. Now, as soon as she sat down, now, keep in mind, my wife is on the right, so I turned to this woman, and I was kind of holding my breath because, honest to goodness, she stunk so bad. And I said, would you mind changing? She had the window to my left. Would you change with my wife, and that way we can sit together? She says, no, I'm not going to change. Just like that. And I said, okay. She says, you don't understand. This is my first flight ever. I've never been on a plane. So now I'm thinking, not only does she stink, she's going to throw up on me. She'll puke on me. And then I'm going to stink.
So the guy who gets the seat next to my wife, when he walks up and says, excuse me, he's about to step in. I said, sir, if you don't mind, would you take my seat? It's an aisle seat. That way you won't be in the middle, jammed in the middle. You can have this aisle seat, and I'll move over and sit next to my wife. He said, I don't mind at all. Now, when we got off the plane, I tried my best, and I succeeded in bolting off before this guy could kill me, because he then had to endure the stench of this woman. And I know through the whole flight he's thinking, that son of a bitch. You know, I know that's what he's thinking, because he probably thought I swapped because she stunk so bad. But that really wasn't it. I wanted to change seats with somebody anyway. I guess my point is, folks, if you're going to travel, take a shower. Come on. Her hair, and my wife agreed, looked like somebody who, I don't know, had been doing yard work for 3 weeks straight and hadn't had a... I mean, it's unbelievable. It was so disgusting. So if you're going to get on a plane and enclosure where everybody's trapped in there with you, for goodness sakes, take a shower and use some deodorant and wash your hair or something. Holy cow, is she disgusting. What else? One more quick thing. When you go to airports in other cities, you kind of judge the town to some degree on their airport and the things in there. Our airport's getting better. It really is. It's getting a lot better. But there's a place in there called La Tampanè. I'm guessing it's an Italian cafe. And we sat there and got a little single-serving pizza thing. Some of the rudest people. And it's not that they were mean or nasty or rude. It's that they weren't friendly. There's a difference in being rude and just being not friendly. You know those people, they go, have a nice day. And they don't look at you. They say, have a nice day. But it doesn't come off that way. Have a nice day thing. Next. So you might want to work on, you folks at Lambert, the La Tampanè Cafe, and tell them to cheer up and smile a little bit. Who knows who Kevin Trudeau is?
Is that Doonesbury?
No, Kevin Trudeau is a best-selling author.
Yeah, I think Gary Trudeau is.
Gary Trudeau is the cartoonist. Kevin Trudeau is a best-selling author. He's one of these motivational guys. He's one of these guys that fills to capacity an auditorium and tells everybody they can do anything.
Oh, is he the one in a bunch of trouble?
Yes. He's in a pile of trouble.
The black hair.
Yes.
I know who you're talking
$37 million he owes the IRS. He's in all kinds of trouble, and I'm thrilled to death that he is, because I got a thing about these people who rip people off and who convince poor innocent people that they're going to make money that they're really not going to make. So he's in trouble. But here's the kicker to this story. I saw a follow-up to this story this weekend. Now, I had seen the story about a week ago that he was in some major trouble, and the reporters are trying to get... You know, it's funny. These guys can't get enough TV, the Sylvia Browns, the Kevin Trudeau, until the photographers and the press people are trying to ask them about something like this. And then they're, I'm sorry, I can't comment now. I'm on the way to a meeting. Now they don't have time for publicity. And so they're trying to question this guy, and he's avoiding the photographers and the reporters. This is the best part. This is the best part of all about how stupid these blind sheep are who follow people like this fraudulent scumbag. And they had the, how should I put this? I guess they didn't even have any reservations about going on camera and admitting that a large group of them are writing checks to him to help him with his legal fee. This man is an ex-convict. Been in prison already for fraud. He served prison time for fraud. He rips people off. And one of the people they interviewed says, well, his motivational packages and his speeches have helped me so much. It's my turn to help him. So they're all writing checks to this guy while he's living in a palace that he's renting for $13,000 a month. I don't get it. I don't get people who can be that stupid. Now, here's what I thought was a really good question, and my daughter asked me this question. I didn't know the answer to it. I haven't had a chance to Google it yet, and Peon, maybe you can. Did you see the national anthem last night with Rascal Flatts?
Yes.
Good job, I thought. Did you? You didn't like? You don't like country
I'm
music.
Not really a country fan, but no, they did a good job.
Good harmony.
The national anthem. I like
good harmony.
Flats.
Good job. Well, whoever sings the national anthem, do they get paid?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I think it's quite an honor to be asked, and I also think it's great PR.
And they have tickets for the game.
Well, they're rich. They could get tickets. I mean, they could get the best seats in the house. I just think it's good PR. I think it's good publicity to sing at a World Series game. So I told my daughter, I don't think they get paid. I thought it was a good question. Will Ferrell and the Dodge commercials.
Yes. I know.
I think Chevy and Ford should send a thank you note to Dodge, because I think these stupid, and look, I'm kind of a Will Ferrell fan. I think a lot of his stuff is just stupid, but I get it. He's talented. I get that a lot of kids like him, but is that going to sell any Dodges, really? That goofy, stupid stuff he's doing for Dodge?
No.
I'm embarrassed.
I like Will Ferrell, and I like the Anchorman, the original
one.
And I
do, too, and Peon didn't like Anchorman.
Yeah, and I want to see the second one, but... This doesn't.
These things don't
all.
Make any sense, and no. I'm not kidding. This may do. Londoff ought to send them a thank you note for them. Probably sell more Chevys than it will Dodges. All right, now the Heinz ketchup story. McDonald's is no longer going to carry Heinz ketchup. The first thing I ask you to do is try to imagine how much ketchup you're talking about when you talk about every McDonald's in the world and those ketchup packets. It's a lot of ketchup. And it has to be a pretty significant contract. And they're dumping them. Do you know why?
Yeah, because the guy from Burger King...
The CEO.
The new CEO of Heinz is the former CEO of Burger King. Wah, wah, wah. So for all that nasty battling that they did, and for all the times Burger King came after McDonald's, here's an opportunity to go, gotcha. You want to make this guy CEO? First thing we're going to do is pull the plug on Heinz, and somebody at Hunt's or Del Monte is jumping up and down. And there you go. Now, I wonder if Del Monte and Hunt's, what's another ketchup name? That's pretty
I don't know.
It.
I only know the two.
Now, if they do they have to go into McDonald's and make a pitch? And if they do, it has to be based solely on money, because ketchup, to me, is ketchup. I mean, can you tell the difference between
you can't? I definitely can. Heinz, to me, is my favorite because it's a little sweeter. Hunt's has a kind of a tangier taste.
And isn't Heinz thicker? Wasn't that the one where they always turn the bottle upside down?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Anticipation. Yeah. Wasn't that Heinz? So this is going to be very, very interesting. But boy, as a new CEO, he doesn't exactly come in making people real happy, because the first thing he does is lose the McDonald's business because of his previous affiliation with Burger King. There's a story, and we've had these before, about a guy who is filing a lawsuit because he's harassed in the sexual work in the workplace, rather by a woman, sexually harassed. And again, we always have the same reaction as men to this. Who is this guy, and what kind of guy complains about this? Let me read you what she did to him. Now, it started off that she was a coworker, and then she ultimately became his boss. So this guy, Daniel Bouchard, has filed suit against the company he worked for. According to the documents filed by his attorney, he was hired as an agricultural inspector. He says a female employee sexually harassed him several times before and then after she became his supervisor. Now, before I read the rest, let me say something, and I try to make this clear to my wife. I've worked twice in my career for women, where women ran the radio station. Dan, you've worked for a female.
Yep.
Peon, you never have.
No.
I maintain that if a hot, good-looking female boss wants you to do stuff, if you care about feeding your family and you love your family, you want to provide for them, you do what has to be done at work.
Exactly.
That's work-related.
It is work-related.
Yeah.
And you could lose your job by not keeping the boss happy. Here's what he said she did before she was his boss and after. She rubbed his chest with her hands under his shirt, and then she'd get behind him and rub her chest on his back. Hmm. In other words, poking the protrusions into his back to make sure he knew, you know, what was going on. And then she whispered unwanted vulgar comments into his ear, propositioned him, and talked openly with him about her sex life. You know, the more I think about it, now I'm starting to get disgusted.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything more disgusting
than a woman putting her boobs into my back, rubbing my chest, and talking dirty.
And I know this sounds superficial, but it depends on what she looks like.
No, it sounds honest. If she's butt ugly, you file a lawsuit.
Right. So maybe that's exactly. Maybe this guy has a.
Yeah, he may have a case. We need a picture. We need to see. No, what Dan said is exactly right. And you can get mad if you want to, and you can email. But he's absolutely right. And it's no different with a woman. If a George Clooney looking guy is making remarks or comments, oh, you know, they'll tell their girlfriends about. But if it's some, you know, disgusting slob, like looks like me, bald fat guy, they're going to run and get a lawyer as fast as they can. So it goes both ways. And don't act like it doesn't, because it does. There's another great bullying story, but I'll save that. I'll get right to this Packers story. There's a guy, Todd Momartz. He and his family now have seats to the Green Bay Packers games. He's a lifelong fan of the Packers. He was 9 years old when his dad put his name on a waiting list for season tickets. No, these Green Bay Packers people, they're like St. Louis Cardinal baseball.
They're crazy.
The tickets are in the will.
Yeah, they are.
34 years later, they just got the letter. They've been waiting since 1979. They just got the letter that they now top of the waiting list for season tickets, the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, he still doesn't have them, though. He's just at the top now.
Oh, is that right?
I don't know. I was asking.
It says in the headline of the story, it says it may have taken 34 years, but Todd Momart's family finally has their own tickets.
Oh,
they have their own seats to the Green Bay Packers games. So they got them. They did a 7,000-seat expansion at Lambeau Field. That helped when they added seats. It moved a lot of people further toward the top. But there were... this year, 3,800 new season ticket holders. There are still over 100,000 people on the wait list for tickets to the Packers games. Hey, we're just like that about the Cardinals, and we are. But we don't make it, I don't think, quite as difficult to get tickets. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Since we are headed for Cabo San Lucas February 15th, between now and then, especially as it gets colder, and today it's not a good example, but it's only 66 right now. But as we get into colder weather, you may hear a couple of extra Caribbean or ocean jokes in there. And here's one just to kind of get you folks going with us in the mood early for our trip. It's two old ladies, upper 80s, 90, and they're on the beach together. Now, I don't mean this in a bad way, but when you see old women on the beach, you know those one-piece suits that conservative old women wear? They don't wear bikinis. They wear a traditional one-piece suit. And the two ladies are out on the beach. And one of them walks out into the ocean and splashes around, gets up to about her neck, and kind of paddles around a little bit, and then comes back, lays down on the blanket next to her old friend, and proceeds to take out a cigarette from the cleavage area of her swimsuit and light it up. And the old gals are both smokers, and her friend says, How did you pull a dry cigarette out of your swimsuit? You were just in the ocean. And her old friend, she says, it's a little trick. It's a little trick I learned. And she shows her. She says, I put a cigarette in a condom and then tie off the end of the condom, put the condom in my cleavage, and I get in the water and have a dry cigarette. And her old friend thinks, well, that's a great idea. So the next time her old friend is in a drugstore, she goes up to the counter and she says, I'd like a condom. And the guy looks at her, she's easily 90 years old, he says, what? She says, I would like a condom. Now, he's used to women coming in buying condoms. It's 2013. A lot of women, just to be ready and safe, in case, you know, they have a condom in there. But he's looking at her thinking, why you go, girl? He says, all right. He says, ma'am, you want a condom? I could certainly sell you one. What, any particular brand or size? She says, no, just as long as it's big enough to fit a camel.
right, we've got a lot of traffic heading into downtown. Let's check in with Tim Weil and see how it looks airborne. Tim?
Boy, if Johnny Londoff saw the Busch Stadium right now, he'd be smiles because they've taken the lower terrace level of all the seats, and they've made Silverado strong, the message, along with the Major League Baseball emblem. All right, they've cleared that accident on eastbound 70 at Bermuda. All lanes are now open. Boy, the traffic jam goes all the way past the airport, St. Charles Rock Road. You're also running slow on westbound 70 from approaching Cave Springs now out through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Now, eastbound 70, because of this accident, the traffic heading towards the Dome is just a little heavy from about St. Louis Avenue, only in the express lanes up through the Edward Jones Dome. Southbound 270 picked up a little bit more volume. You're running a little heavy now, Manchester through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 40, that's where you're going to have another slow stretch between Boone's Crossing and Mason. Heavy again from 270 all the way in through Big Bend. Southbound 170 slowing south of Page down through Highway 40. We're looking at westbound 44 being a pretty good run. A little slow between Meraz and Bowles Avenue. And this traffic report is brought to you by Walmart. Winter's almost here, and Walmart can help you protect your car with low prices on antifreeze. They have 1 gallon jugs of Crestone 50-50 pre-diluted antifreeze for just $10.47. Save money, live better, Walmart. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
My name is Scott Sherman. For the past 5 years, I've had the honor of serving as legal analyst at KTRS Radio. Now I host my own nightly show on KTRS, The Night Shift, a program we call the Current Affairs Show for Everyone. On The Night Shift, we analyze what makes news in our world in an informative and sometimes irreverent way. I hope you'll join me.
The Night Shift with Scott Sherman, weeknights at 9 on the Big 550 KTRS.
When R&R Sanitation says they'll drop off a porta potty anywhere in the region, they're not kidding. They once dropped off a porta potty on the corner of a parade route. That's what you get with R&R Sanitation. Service, reliability, dependability, they're clean, and they're bigger, which makes them cleaner longer, which means you don't spend as much money servicing them. R&R Sanitation, St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated. They're the best. Having some work done on the house? Are you in charge of a charitable event? Maybe a construction firm? The point is, R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. They're bigger, they're better, and they're made better, which means they're better porta potties. And I know you're laughing. Really? Is he selling porta potties? Yes, I am, because there's nothing worse than having a bad porta potty. That's why you need R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Hi, I'm Ken Heisey. Playing the slots or your favorite game of chance can be a lot of fun. But the reality is most people lose money when they gamble. Now think about your retirement savings. Would you risk it all on the roll of the dice? Many people around St. Louis are doing just that.
Hi, I'm Lori Heisey. Investing involves managing risk. The riskier the investments, the harder it may be to recover when the market goes down and you're retired. Some people might never recover. To get a second opinion on your retirement income plans, call Heisey Advisory Group. Together, we have over 45 years combined experience in financial services.
Call Heisey Advisory Group at 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116.
Heisey Advisory Group. Financial security in any economy.
I have a question for you. What two flooring companies have been a St. Louis favorite since 1939? Give Up? Karistan and Midwest Floor, that's who. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president and CEO of Midwest Floor. For years, Midwest Floor and Karistan have teamed together to make the month of October National Karistan Month. If you have ever dreamed of owning a Karistan carpet, now is the time. Karistan, quite simply, makes the finest carpets made in America. And Midwest Floor is a Karistan gallery dealer, which means you will find no better selection of Karistan products anywhere. And during National Karistan Month, you'll find all Karistan carpets and rugs at significant savings. Plus, you'll receive a rebate directly from Karistan for up to $1,000. So drop by during National Karistan Month for great savings. Plus, up to a $1,000 cashback rebate at Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
this is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-600-1582 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-600-1582. 1-800-600-1582. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Bob Ellman at Golden Oak Lending. History tells us these low mortgage rates can't last. As the economy improves, they will go up.
But they're low today, and Golden Oak Lending can lower your rate to 3.25%.
What about credit cards? Are you paying 10% interest and more? It's time to stop.
Refinance and get cash to pay down your debt. Call Golden Oak at 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
NMLS 1149-37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.782 with qualified credit. 111 West 4th Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146.
Good news, the housing market is on the increase, and Golden Oak's mortgage rates are still at historic lows.
Use your home's new equity to pay down credit cards.
Call Golden Oak. We underwrite our own loans. We're FHA and VA approved, and we can help you purchase a home.
Lower your rate to 3.25%. Call Golden Oak, 567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
If you're currently paying for Medicare supplement and Part D prescription coverage, you're paying way too much. Open enrollment gives you a chance for a do-over. This is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. Our clients are saving thousands of dollars, and they're still seeing their own doctors. It's not a secret. It's about knowing your options. Let's do it right this open enrollment. Call me at 314-863-0008. 314-863-0008.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center for great deals on America's most trusted battery, DieHard. Plus, take advantage of a free battery check at Sears Auto Center. See store for details.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone. Let me
go. I know Mr. Evans was in town, but I don't think he got to go to either of the games, which I find interesting since this is a man with universal press credentials.
Yep.
Flash that press thing anywhere and get in. But I'm sure he wanted to spend time with his family. He was only in for a couple of days. We're going to check in with him now, courtesy of Annie Gunn's. Annie Gunn's restaurant in Chesterfield Valley, and right next door, the great Smokehouse Market. We get closer to the holiday season. Ooh, you want to be a hit in the neighborhood when those trick-or-treaters come by? Throw a filet mignon from Annie Gunn's from the Smokehouse Market in that bag. Tell them to take that home to Mommy and Daddy. That'll impress the parents. You can find out more at their website. That's easy to find. Just go to Franco Pinion, click Sponsors, and boom, right toward the top. There it is. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. Proud to present the one, the only, Mike Evans.
Hey, how do you like that boy from Hilo, Wong, huh?
Yeah, well, how do you think he slept last night?
I mean, you know, what a stupid thing to do, but here's my two cents.
You know what, though? Had it worked, it's like anything else. Had it worked and it had gotten him advanced to second, then the third, and boom, it turned into a home run, he'd have been a genius and a hero. It just didn't work, and therefore it wasn't.
But there was no reason for him to be off the base that far.
No, especially not with that.
No, you're right, and here's my comment on this. The real freaking idiot is the freaking first base coach. What the hell is he doing out there
with
a rookie on first base, not making sure that he stays close to the bag?
No kidding. You're right.
Nobody's even brought his. Who is that? Who is their first base coach?
I can't remember his name.
Mentioned it earlier. We just posed the question, is it possible that he instructed him to lead off that? Well, the answer is probably no.
Well, probably not, but the only reason he's not back in the clubhouse playing spades and he's out on the first base coach's box, is that there's somebody on first base to tell them exactly where they stand, what they're supposed to be doing, what's going on. And obviously with a rookie, a punk kid, I mean, I know this kid. He's from Hilo, Hawaii. I know this kid. I know his family. Where was the first base coach? I'm not taking anything. I mean, he was wrong to get picked off, but...
Chris Maloney.
What were you doing? Were you picking your nose or looking at girls in the stands instead of telling your guy what to do?
Okay, so who do you say is more at fault, Long or the coach?
The coach. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay.
And mainly because Long's a rookie.
Yeah.
His first year in the majors.
Yeah.
He's only played in 57 games in his life in the major leagues. You know, you got a coach out there. You got to be coaching him.
Oh, I'm sure Mike Matheny's had a nice long chat with that first base coach.
I guarantee you, he didn't go to Wong. He went to the coach and goes, "How the hell can you let him get picked off?"
Yeah. Coach will be walking funny tonight.
I'm pulling for St. Louis. We're going to do it still, guys.
I think so.
And seven, like I said, it'll take seven, but hopefully we can still do it.
I'm with Mike in six.
There you go. I called St. Louis.
Are we going to put money on this too, six or seven?
No, I've already lost enough money.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Pop quiz question. Lady Gaga.
No.
Has a new tattoo, huge, takes up almost her whole thigh. Is it a scorpion, black widow, an octopus, or a unicorn? I bet you one thing, I bet it's slippery when wet at the top of her.
No, we don't go for that kind
of
talk.
Oh, sorry about that. No surprise, Chris Brown was arrested for assault Saturday. Once a thug, always a thug. The Southern California Los Angeles District Attorney says if he is found guilty, he will be officially violated, his probation violated, and he will be doing 4 years in San Quentin, California State Penitentiary.
Yeah, wife, woman beater.
Yeah, at least he beat up. At least he attacked a man and not a woman this time. I'm surprised that he would hit a man because you find it much easier hitting women.
Yeah.
Dr. Conrad Murray got out of jail this morning. California Medical Board says that they'll never ever allow him to practice medicine again. However,
and there's always a however.
Now stay with me on this. There were over 900 letters of people that have been his patients for over 10 years that said he was the best doctor they ever had. A lot of doctors, thousands of doctors that are good doctors, accidentally use poor judgment at one point, mistakenly lose a patient because of a mistake. It happens every day. Yeah. I think Dr. Conrad Murray, either in Texas or Nevada, will get a license back. I got one idea I thought would be really good. Stay with me on this, Franco. See what you think.
All right.
What if we could get him a job as the Kardashians' personal physician?
Oh, now you're talking.
Huh?
Now you're talking.
Pull up a fool for everybody. I think that would be great. That would be good.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
No.
Anyway.
No.
Anyway.
No.
Love Nuggets, for the record, Kris Jenner.
Has
been spotted canoodling with one of the Bachelor cast. So much for Kris worrying up and down that the breakup with Bruce Jenner had nothing to do with another dude. That was just a lie. By the way, the Kardashians doing this big news conference announced that they're going to have a prenup. Who the hell cares?
Well, apparently somebody out there cares about. I don't get it either.
I don't get it. I've
never understood why anybody. We have a friend. My wife has a friend in Kansas City. She watches that stinking. Keeping up with the Kardashians. And I asked her. I said, "Why do you watch it?" I just find them interesting.
I don't get it.
Wow.
She needs a saliva test.
Well, I'll say.
TV news, new comedy coming out. This could be a hit or a miss. It sounds kind of interesting to me, but I have a personal interest. It's called Pulling Teeth on NBC. It's all about people that are scared to death of the dentist. It's a comedy, though, pulling teeth. I'll make this real brief. I'm not afraid of the dentist now because I got over it, but I was afraid of the dentist because as a kid, my dad was in the Navy. He was an enlisted man over in Hawaii, didn't have good care. They had these corpsmen that took care of dependents' teeth, and we never got Novocaine. They do a filling. They drill your teeth as a, when I was a kid. No Novocaine or nothing.
No.
I hated. I was so afraid of the dentist that for years and years I wouldn't go to the dentist. I lost about 7 teeth that I've had put in as permanent teeth. As what do they call them? These permanent teeth they put in.
I know.
They put posts in your jaw.
Titanium posts. Shoot, I forgot it too. I know what you're talking
about. They're permanent teeth or implants.
Yes.
So, but before when I, Cheryl made me go to the dentist because I was having terrible toothaches and I wouldn't go. So I drove by this dentist that said had a big sign, "We cater to cowards." So I'm not making this up. I wrote him a half a dozen letters. Then I finally called his office, and I was going to make an appointment. But before I did that, I drove by the front of his office, and he had to come outside to my car and talk to me with the window only opened about 2 inches.
Well, that's an extreme example, though, of what I think is in a lot of people's heads. And we've had a longtime dental advertiser. I've been going to the same dentist, Ballast Dental Care, for 40 years. And for that reason, because this is a place that... That anxiety and that fear and that dread everybody has, they have a way within about 3 minutes of having that just completely leave you.
Well, he talked me into coming in, and I have not been afraid of the dentist since. But imagine driving by, keeping the car running, and only rolling the window down about 3 inches and him coming out and talking to me. It'll be all right.
I'm surprised he didn't decide, hey, no, I don't want you.
Exactly.
Forget whether or not you want me. I don't want you as a patient.
Well,
nuts.
I wouldn't have been surprised at that. Anyway.
No.
Don't fuck up there. On December 20th, CBS will air an hour special, two I Love Lucy classics that have been remade into high definition digital. They look like new. It's to celebrate, I think, our 125th birthday, a CBS special.
Wow.
December 20th for I Love Lucy.
30 seconds, Mr. Evans.
What?
30 seconds, Mr. Evans.
Oh, I'm not even close to being done.
That was the offstage announcer. That wasn't me.
I mean, so what? I just drop everything
He's
else? I had a great report here.
Go ahead. He's not done. Go ahead. Sorry.
Like father, like son, Snoop Dogg, 16-year-old son, Cordell. Great football player, but for some reason he doesn't have to take drug tests like everybody else. Huh. That's okay, though. He was suspended from the high school football team because he beat up another player on the other team after the game by their bus. Like I said, like father, like son.
Yeah.
The outfit that Miley Cyrus wore in the VMAs is the most rented costume in California. Paris Hilton wore it to the Playboy Halloween party. And finally, I'm trying to be a pro here for you!
I'd rather see it on Paris than Miley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway.
Nope.
What is Gaga's tattoo? Scorpion, Black Widow, Octopus, or Unicorn?
Oh, Black Widow.
Unicorn.
Octopus.
Unicorn.
Oh, boy.
Dion.
Have you guys seen those TV commercials where that guy is standing in the nursery and there's that white horse thing next to him? And the gal says, "Is that a unicorn?" He goes, "No, it's a quadricorn."
Oh, yes, I
have. What the heck does that mean?
It's
I know it's a slot machine, but it's just stupid.
Yeah, it's for a casino. I know. No, it's really
a quadricorn.
Stupid.
Wow. That was Mike Evans. Courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Now, 66 currently. Nice, mild. We had a little drop a couple nights ago to 27. A little preview of things to come. It's not going to be long at all before you know it. You're going to be scraping ice if you don't have a carport or garage. You're going to be walking in that house with a chill and try to stand next to a fire or something. It's going to take you an hour to thaw out. And the worst ever, when your ears get cold. Do you ever have somebody come up and thump your ear when it's so cold it's like a frozen potato chip or something? That's what we're headed for. You want that heat working. You want that heat dependable. When you walk in your house, you don't want to walk in and go, "Man, it seems awfully cold in here." And you go over to the thermostat and go, "What? 52? This thing must be broken." You don't need that. Matheny Heating and Cooling. 71 years in business. St. Louis and St. Charles County listeners, residential business doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how big they have. Big businesses, small businesses, big homes, small homes. Any make, any model, you need a whole new system. This is your company. They are the Ballast Dental Care of the heating and cooling industry. They're fair, they're on time, and they know what they're doing. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Let's get a quick look at traffic now and go with Tim Weiland. Tim?
You know, the interesting thing is baseball and football tonight, there should be people coming in from everywhere. All highways should be busy, but 55, 44, they all look great. Eastbound 70, that is pretty well jammed up from Highway 270 through 170. And then you're going to have some slow pockets all the way into the Edward Jones Dome. Same thing on eastbound 40. It is jammed pretty solid. Timberlake Manor through Mason and from 270 in through Big Bend. Southbound 170 is slowing from Del Mar down through Highway 40. And eastbound 270 is just a little slow now as you approach Lindbergh through 170. And this traffic report is brought to you by Walmart. Winter's almost here, and Walmart can help you protect your car with low prices on antifreeze. They have 1 gallon jugs of Prestone 50/50 pre-diluted antifreeze for just $10.47. Save money, live better, Walmart. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Don't you want to know what your old gold is worth before you sell it? UsedJewelryBuyer.com, permanently located at 122 North Main Street in St. Charles and locally owned by T. Brian Hill, posts current buying prices right on his website. Why rely on strangers to tell you what your gold is worth? Visit T. Brian Hill at www.UsedJewelryBuyer.com. For selling your gold and silver jewelry, U.S. coins, and sterling flatware, go to UsedJewelryBuyer.com.
What you're supposed to do to take care of your tires by Mike Rowe. You know, I don't really know what you're supposed to do. You know who does, though? The tire experts in the service department at your Ford dealership.
Get a $70 mail-in rebate on four select tires, plus another $70 when you use the Ford Service credit card. $140. Subject to credit approval, rebates by check. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined or Ford Service credit card rebate or offer. See your participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 12/31/13.
Well, let's see, we're 1 hour, 7.5 minutes away from the first pitch of what hopefully will be win number three for the St. Louis Cardinals. So go Cards. Thank you, folks, for joining us. Let's convene here again tomorrow. What do you say? Till then, have a great Monday evening, everybody. It is 6.